Well, good morning, everybody. Story is told of a convert to Catholicism, and he goes to confession and he says, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I stole lumber again." And the priest says, "Well, how much did you steal this time?" He says, "Well, I got enough to build a doghouse." And the priest said, "Well, that's a little better than last time." Well, the guy says, "I got to be honest with you, Father. I also built a 4-car garage." And priest says, "Well, that's a little worse." He said, "Okay, I got to tell you everything. I also built a 5-bedroom, 4-bath house." And the priest says, "My gosh, son." He says, "This is more serious than I thought at first." He said, "For your penance, I want you to make an entire novena." And the guy says, "Well, I don't know what a novena is, but you drop the blueprints, I'll get the lumber." All right. Folks, today, two things. Number one, we must make a definitive decision for Jesus. And number two, we must help others to make the same decision. Our first reading today tells us of Joshua. The memory verse at religion class at St. Joe, 4th grade, 5th grade, last week was Joshua 24:15. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Little did I know when I assigned that memory verse that it would be in our reading today. But like, that's, Joshua makes this commitment, a firm, definitive decision for God. In our second reading, we hear about husband and wife and the submission. People don't think about that correctly. Sub means under, mission means mission. And the wife to be under the same mission as the husband. And the mission of the husband is to go to the cross and to love. And that's a definitive decision that the married couple is called to make. To be under the mission of Jesus ultimately, right? And then our gospel today, the disciples say, "Well, this is too hard." And some of them return to their former way of life. They had failed to make an ultimate decision for Christ. The last book that I read that brought me to tears was a couple years ago, a book by a man named Graham Greene called The Power and the Glory. There's a famous story told of Graham Greene and this famous British author. Story goes that he was a man who just couldn't shake, or I should say wouldn't shake, certain sins out of his life. One day he was on pilgrimage in Italy with his mistress, not his wife, with his mistress. And they end up going to Mass at this church. And the presider at the Mass is none other than Padre Pio, the famous Franciscan priest who people even during his life heard about him and flocked to him. So you can imagine the church is packed. And somehow Padre Pio knows that Graham Greene is there. And he sends a messenger to Graham Greene in the Mass. And the messenger said that Padre Pio would like to meet with you after Mass today over coffee. And Graham Greene said no. And later on they asked him, "Why would you say no? Like, that's like Pope Francis or somebody saying, 'Would you like to have a cup of coffee with me?' Why would you have said no?" And the quote that is attributed to Graham Greene is this. He said, "I didn't want to change my life by meeting a saint. And I thought that he probably was one." And Graham Greene refused, at least at that part of his life, to make an ultimate decision for Jesus. Because like the disciples, he wanted to go back to his former way of life. He didn't want to firmly make a decision for Christ. That no matter what, I will be with Jesus. And I don't care what sin I have to get rid of. I don't care. I will be with Christ. I don't care whatever. And Graham Greene wasn't able to be that. But Padre Pio was the sort of man that when you met him, it was like you met a fork in the road and you had to decide for Christ or against him. And folks, That's supposed to be us. When people meet us, our faith should be so much a part of who we are that people meet a fork in the road and they have to make a decision for Christ or against Him. That decision that we are supposed to make and that we're supposed to help others to make is the only decision that has eternal stakes. Every other decision doesn't really ultimately count that much. But this decision, the one that we make for Christ, is the one that has eternal stakes. Let's pray in gratitude that God will give us the grace to say, yes, as for me and my household, we will be in Christ. We will serve the Lord. End of sentence, end of paragraph, end of everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.